Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Brett Butler. Batting second. The second baseman, Tony Bernazard. Batting third. The shortstop, Julio Franco. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting fifth. The right fielder, George Vukovic. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Mike Hargrove. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Joe Carter. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jerry Willard. Batting ninth. The DH, Otis Nixon. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Roy Smith. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Ernie Riles. Batting second. The center fielder, Robin Yount. Batting third. The DH, Cecil Cooper. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ted Simmons. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ben Ogilvie. Batting sixth. The catcher, Bill Schroeder. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Randy Reddy. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Jim Gantner. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Ed Romero. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Ray Burris. And now, play ball. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler bunts towards first. Simmons scoops it up and throws to first, with Burris covering, for the out. One out. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Yount. Jacoby reaches second base with a double. Franco goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Indians. George Vukovic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vukovic strikes out. Schroeder drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Vukovic out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles strikes out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount strikes out. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Butler. Cooper reaches second base with a double. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. There goes Cooper trying to get to home. Butler throws the ball into Willard, who tags Cooper, who's trying to score from second, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hargrove moves to second. Jerry Willard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Willard hits a fly ball into left field. Reddy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hargrove moves to third. One out. Otis Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Carter. The throw from Schroeder and he is safe. Carter steals second. Otis Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon bunts towards the right side of the infield. Romero scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hargrove scores. Carter moves to third. Two outs. It's 2-0, Indians. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0-for-1 in the game. Butler takes first base on ball 4. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. It's 3-0, Indians. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0-for-1 in the game. Bernazard takes first base on ball 4. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Franco hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Yount. Franco reaches second base with a double. Butler scores. Bernazard goes all the way around to score. It's 5-0, Indians. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Franco scores. It's 6-0, Indians. Rick Waite's now pitching. George Vukovic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vukovic is 0-for-1 in the game. Vukovic hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Romero scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Schroeder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schroeder strikes out. One out. Randy Reddy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reddy strikes out. Two outs. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ogilvie moves to second. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romero hits a line drive into left field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Brewers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hargrove hits a fly ball into left field. Reddy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Carter hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jerry Willard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Carter. The throw from Schroeder and he is safe. Carter steals second. Jerry Willard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Willard is 0-for-1 in the game. Willard takes first base on ball 4. Otis Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0-for-0 in the game. He's got one RBI. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Riles misplays the ball. That's an error on Riles. Carter scores. Willard moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 7-0, Indians. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Butler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Waits fields it and throws to second for the out. Willard scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 8-0, Indians. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Butler moves to third. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Franco strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles is 0-for-1 in the game. Riles takes first base on ball 4. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-1 in the game. Yount hits a fly ball into left field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Cooper hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Riles moves to second. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Simmons hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Riles scores. Cooper moves to third. It's 8-1, Indians. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ogilvie hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 8-4, Indians. Bill Schroeder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schroeder is 0-for-1 in the game. Schroeder hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Butler. Schroeder reaches second base with a double. Randy Reddy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reddy is 0-for-1 in the game. Reddy strikes out. Two outs. Dave Von Olin now pitching. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gantner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Brewers 4. The Indians will come to bat. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Jacoby strikes out. One out. George Vukovic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vukovic is 0-for-2 in the game. Vukovic strikes out. Two outs. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hargrove hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Romero scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Brewers 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romero is 0-for-1 in the game. Romero hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Riles hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Von Olin fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-2 in the game. Yount hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hargrove scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cooper for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Brewers 4. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Carter hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 9-4, Indians. Jerry Willard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Willard is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Willard strikes out. One out. Otis Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Riles scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Butler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bernazard hits a fly ball into left field. Reddy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Brewers 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Ogilvie hits a fly ball into left field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Schroeder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schroeder is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Schroeder hits a fly ball into left field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Brewers 4. The Indians will come to bat. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Franco hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Franco moves to second. George Vukovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vukovich is 0-for-3 in the game. Vukovich bunts towards third. Gantner fields it and throws to first for the out. Franco moves to third. Jacoby moves to second. One out. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hargrove hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ogilvie throws the ball into Riles, who tags Hargrove trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Franco scores. Jacoby scores. Two outs. It's 11-4, Indians. Bob McClure now pitching. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got one RBI. Carter hits a fly ball towards left. Reddy settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Reddy. Jerry Willard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Willard is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Willard hits a ball on the ground towards first. Simmons scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Willard for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 11, and the Brewers 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Randy Reddy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reddy is 0-for-2 in the game. Reddy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Von Olin fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romero is 0 for 2 in the game. Romero hits a line drive towards first. Hargrove reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 11, and the Brewers 4. The Indians will come to bat. Otis Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gantner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Butler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bernazard hits a pop-up towards first. Simmons settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Franco strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 11, and the Brewers 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Riles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Yount hits a line drive into left field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 11, and the Brewers 4. The Indians will come to bat. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Jacoby strikes out. One out. George Vukovic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vukovic is 0 for 3 in the game. Vukovic hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Hargrove hits a pop-up towards short. Riles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Carter is hit by the pitch. Vukovic moves to second. Jerry Willard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Willard is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Willard strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 11, and the Brewers 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Jerry Reed now pitching. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got 1 RBI. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hargrove scoops it up and throws to first, with Reed covering, for the out. One out. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Ogilvie is hit by the pitch. Rick Manning pinch runs for Ben Ogilvie. Bill Schroeder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schroeder is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Schroeder hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 11, and the Brewers 4. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Searage now pitching. Rick Manning now playing right field. Otis Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Riles scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Butler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gantner fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 3 for 5 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got two RBIs. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Riles scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 11, and the Brewers 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Mike Fishlin now playing shortstop. Randy Reddy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reddy is 0 for 3 in the game. Reddy hits a line drive into right field. Vukovic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gantner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romero is 0 for 3 in the game. Romero hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Willard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Riles hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 11, and Milwaukee Brewers, 4. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.